Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, September 10th through Thursday, September 16th, 2021. September 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, always have hope in your hearts for the unseen graces which lie ahead for you. I will never abandon you. Even when you sin, I await your repentance with open arms. Remember that I am a loving Father. As such, I may punish, but always with the hope that your repentance will be around the corner and that you will learn from your mistakes. My hope is always for your welfare. Your hope must be a response to the faith in your heart and a response to wisdom and truth." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, 24 through 25. "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Trust in my mercy when Satan tempts you to discouragement over past sins. If you confess them, it does not do any good to keep considering them. I respect the repentant heart. It is my poor children who have no introspection that should fear my wrath. Continue to seek perfection in personal holiness, for that pleases me. Draw strength from the past by learning the ways Satan tempts you. Then close the doors to those temptations. This effort pleases me. I give such courageous souls the strength to overcome their weaknesses. When nations repent and abolish legalized abortion, then you will see world peace. Then the nations will not be visited by pandemics and variants after variants of the same bacteria. Repentance is the vaccine that covers every disease." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. "When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. September 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not allow worries about the past or the future to overwhelm the grace of the present moment. The present moment is filled with all the grace you need to be at peace. Worries weaken your prayer efforts and eat away at your faith. Do not be weakened by Satan's interference with my plans for you. Give all sources of worry which Satan presents to you to my divine grace and provision. No one can handle problems better than I if you listen to me. There are some in the world today who, with good intentions, fan the fuel of fear. I do not want anyone to accept this spirit of fear. If I warn you about anything, it will be forthcoming from a spirit of love, not the confusion of fear. That is how I imparted my commandments to you. It is the duty of all to respect my commandments out of love. This is the love which can transform hearts and the world. Do not waste any suffering on fear. Give it to me with love. Prudence, to be righteous, is not based upon fear, but upon holy wisdom. Wisdom is the fruit of truth. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. Another note is given to read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 7. Therefore I prayed, and understanding was given me. I called upon God, and the Spirit of wisdom came to me. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not be as the ones who struggled with their conversion and were left outside the ark to drown in the floodwaters. Come into the ark of the mother's heart, which is holy love. Therein, allow me to guide you into paradise. All things in the world which concern you will soon be passing. When you stand before my Son in judgment, you must have your hands filled with good deeds. Most are not ready for their judgment and never consider how they will appear before my Son. There are many who do not even believe in me or my commandments. Pray every day for the poor souls. They will reciprocate your kindness by praying for the lost souls wandering in the world today. They know how to manipulate circumstances in the lives of the unconverted to bring them to the reality of their call to conversion. I knew when I dictated my commandments that there would be billions who would disregard them. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 15. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 14th, 2021, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today, as you celebrate the triumph of the cross, realize that any cross surrendered to is victorious. The victory is in the acceptance of my Father's divine will. This surrender is the key that brings untold graces to earth. These days, many graces are wasted due to lack of surrender to present moment crosses. My acceptance of my bitter passion and death changed the spiritual world forever. It opened the gates of paradise to every repentant sinner. My cross vanquished the original sin of Adam and Eve. Never think that your every cross, great or small, is not valuable to all of mankind if you surrender to it. Be triumphant in your acceptance of your crosses, just as I was. The cross is love. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 2, 20 through 25. For what credit is it if when you do wrong and are beaten for it, you take it patiently? But if when you do right and suffer for it, you take it patiently, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus. September 15th, 2021, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady comes in various shades of gray. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. Today you are observing the day of my sorrows. I have come to tell you, dear children, that my heart still sorrows today for the arrogant of heart, who live as though everything depends on their own human efforts. God is a part of every present moment, whether or not he is acknowledged. He permits, he ordains, he orders all things mightily. The wise place God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in dominion over their hearts and their lives. The wise respect and obey the Father's commandments. They realize that their life on earth is temporary and not a be-all and all. I sorrow for the general course of human events which are occurring through the predominance of sin in hearts. Dear children, do not just hear my words, act upon them. Win the fight against evil both in your own hearts and in the world around you." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. "Am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still pleasing men, I should not be a servant of Christ." Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 23 through 25. "Whatever your task, work heartily, as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality." Scripture verses asked to be read by Our Lady. September 16th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, 'Children, every soul ever born into the world goes through his life, passion, and death. The choices he makes and his relationship with me, his Creator, determines his eternal destination. I do not make this choice for the soul. The soul chooses himself. As he stands before my Son in judgment, he knows where he will be going. Live according to the path of holy love. Respect and abide by my commandments. In charity, pray for one another before the soul is born into the world and during his life on earth and even after his death. Be generous with your prayers. In so doing, I will be generous with the graces I send to you. Most people live as though I do not exist. This is why you have wars, disease, and hunger amongst you. Through these messages and this shrine, I am trying to capture the attention of the human race. Assist me in my efforts by evangelizing these messages." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.